We are going to be in Matthew 24 this morning, kind of finishing up some of the more difficult aspects of the prophecies that Jesus gave and some of the predictions about not only the destruction of the temple, the difficult time that his disciples would go through. And then last week we looked at Jesus coming back. Do we know when he's coming back? No, we don't. In fact, in verse 36, it tells us that he doesn't even know when he's coming back. It's up to the Father. Well, today we're going to be looking at a lesson that Jesus gives about all of this. And it's called the lesson of the fig tree. And so Matthew 24, beginning at verse 32 is where we're at. And I'm just going to pray that the Lord will bless our time together this morning. Father, we do just thank you for the opportunity to gather together here. I thank you for each and every person here this morning. I thank you that you have brought them here. I pray for those that are traveling, those that are on vacation, or those that just couldn't make it today, Lord. I just pray for them this day. I pray that you'll give them rest. I pray that you'll give them peace and joy and safety, Lord, wherever they may be. And I pray, Lord, that as we look in your word, may you speak to us specifically. May you speak to the situations in our lives, in our hearts, Lord God, that we need to hear from you. I pray that today, Lord God, we'll know that it came directly from you. It's in your holy name that we do pray. Amen. Amen. I did forget to mention one of my friends in Abbeville. His name is Zach Little. I think he's on vacation today. He asked me a couple weeks ago to fill in for him. And so right after the service, about 10 o'clock, I'll be heading back to Abbeville. So if you see me jet out of here right at 10 o'clock, it's because I'm filling in for him. And so we will be going through what we're going through right now. We'll be going through Matthew chapter 24, verse 32 through 35. So let's look at it this morning. It says, "From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know the summer is near. So also when you see these things, you know that he is near, or it is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Now, when we hear that and we go, the lesson of the fig tree, what is Jesus referring to in all this? Well, this is what we've been looking at for the past few weeks now. We've been looking at Matthew chapter 24, and we've been looking at Jesus talking about the destruction of the temple and the things that will be happening with the destruction of the temple. And remember, all the way back in verses 1 and 2 and all that, when the disciples point out the buildings of the temple and they point out how beautiful everything is, in their mind, when that temple is destroyed, the end of the world is going to happen. And Jesus basically tells them that the temple is going to be destroyed in your lifetime. You're going to see this. You're going to see some of the worst atrocities in human history happen in your lifetime. There's going to be warning signs for it. You're going to see this coming. And I'm telling you, run to the hills, right? We looked at how difficult it was going to be. And Jesus gives them this command to run up to the hills, to get out of the situation. And then we looked at last week, when all of this comes to happen, Jesus says that immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other. And we talked about how Jesus is going to come back, but he didn't come back in AD 70. He didn't come back when they faced all of these atrocities. And so when they hear the words of Jesus about all of this is going to happen in their lifetimes, they expected Jesus to come back during their lifetimes. But he didn't. And why is that? Well, verses 32 through 35 really give us an understanding of why Jesus didn't come back when the temple was destroyed. And this is the lesson that Jesus says. Let's read it again. "From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and put out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that He is near at the very gates. What Jesus is saying here is that at any point in time, after all of these events happen, I can come back. I will come back. So all of the events that happened in AD 70 with the destruction of the temple and all the atrocities made it possible so that Jesus could come back at any point in time. Now, He could have come back in AD 70. He could come back tomorrow. He could come back at any time because the events have happened. Now, some people will point out, they're like, well, these events that Jesus describes in verses 4 through 28 are a cyclical pattern that they'll happen throughout history, that we'll see certain signs like that. And that could be true. Some saying that all of the events have happened except for Jesus coming back. That could be true. Some say that all of the events haven't happened yet and are going to happen in a future point in history. And that could also be true. Exactly the timing of all of this, no one really knows. And that's what we talked about last week, that we don't really know when all of it is going to happen. But we know for a fact that Jesus can come back at any time. And when Jesus comes back, everything's going to change. Everything is going to change. And as we looked at a few weeks ago about warning signs, there are warning signs in our lives. So many times there are warning signs of something bad about to happen or something that could be changed in our lives. And what Jesus points out is that when I come back, you will be able to see it. You will be able to know that it's coming. Just like the lesson of this fig tree. As soon as its branches become tender, you know that summer is near. Now, when Jesus talks about the branches that become tender, He's referencing the change that takes place when the sap rises in the spring and puts forth its leaves. The fig tree does not bring summer, but the appearance of its new leaves is sure and certain indication that summer is now at hand. I had a fig tree in my yard, and if you like fig trees or you like figs, you can just kind of pull them off the bush and eat them, or the little tree. You can eat them. The only problem is that the birds and the squirrels will always beat you to it, right? And so all you have is these figs that look good and they're half eaten, and then you just have a mess to clean up all the time. There's squirrels flying around, bugs flying around. So you know what I did with my fig tree? I cut it down. And so when I was thinking about the lesson of the fig tree, I was like, cut it down. And that is not what Jesus is referring to here. He's referring to the aspect that when you look at this tree, you can tell when, by the change of the leaves, when it becomes tender, you can tell that summer is near, that summer is going to be very soon. And Jesus is saying about the things that happened and what we saw in verses 4 through 28 of the horrible times that the disciples will face, you will be able to know that Jesus is coming back one day, because when you look at all of the signs that are around you, when you look at all of these signs, you can tell that Jesus is able to come back at that point in time. And so, with all that, how does that help us? How does that help us in everyday life when we think about this aspect that change is coming, or that Jesus could come back at any point in our lives? And the way that I thought about it personally is that whenever we think about Jesus coming back, a change is coming. A change is coming. When we look at this lesson of the fig tree that Jesus gives to His disciples, we can look at the tree and go, you know what? The change of season is coming. We can see that things are changing. For some folks, they can tell within 9 months there's going to be a huge change in their lives, right? A little one is going to be welcomed in their lives. They can tell that 9 months from now, or 8 months, or 7 months, however far along, a change, a major change is coming. Sometimes we get into a work situation and we get more and more responsibility piled on us, and we go, man, is there a change coming? And then something comes down the pipeline where they make you a boss or whatnot. Sometimes we see that our loved ones are maybe a daughter or a son, that they're about to get married. We see a change is on the horizon for them. Things are changing, and the way that we can see it is just by the signs in our lives. There are times in our lives where change is going to happen that we don't expect, right? There are things in our lives that we never expected. They hit us like a freight train, and we're just scrambling to try to make it through when those times do happen. But then there are other times in our lives that we can see the change coming. We can see it from a mile away that a change is about to happen in our lives. Many parents would say that they can see that coming in the next few weeks, that their whole schedule is about to change. Their children's schedule is about to change. It is unavoidable that they will see things change in their lives. And so often in our lives, there are unavoidable signs that a major life change is about to happen. A major life change is about to happen. And then what happens? When we get into those scenarios, when we can see it coming, we can see a major life change about to happen, we can do one of two things. We can either try to avoid it, we can run from it, try to avoid it at all costs, or we can embrace it. And what Jesus is giving his disciples an understanding of is that a big change is going to happen in you guys' life. A completely different lifestyle, a completely different situation is going to happen in your lifetime. And that's what we're going to see here in verses 34 and following. He says, a big change is going to happen in your lives. And the hardest thing about those big changes in our lives is you can't avoid them. Right, some of those awful changes in life, maybe it's a loved one that gets sick, maybe it's a friend or a family member that causes all kinds of trouble in your life, and you could see it coming, you know it's coming, you just hope you can avoid it, you can hope that it doesn't happen, but you know it's going to happen sooner or later. You just can't avoid it no matter how hard you try. Or maybe there's a major life change in our lives and we don't like it. We don't want it, and we do everything we can to avoid talking about it, to avoid thinking about it. We wish that things would go back to the way they were, but things are different. Things have changed, and we can't go back. We can't change the past, right? Sometimes in life, there are those unavoidable changes in life that we can see coming. We can't avoid, so we must go through the change. And so let's look at how Jesus tells his disciples to go through this change that you see coming. Truly I say to you, this is verse 34, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And so when Jesus says to them, truly I say to you, this generation, when the disciples hear that, they hear Jesus saying, this generation, they go, oh, he's talking about us. They're not thinking about some future generation that's thousands of years later. They're thinking that Jesus is talking to them specifically. He says to them, this generation will not pass away until these things, all these things have taken place. And so he's telling them, you are going to experience the destruction of the temple in your lives. You are going to experience the abomination of desolation in your lives. You are going to experience all of these horrible things in your lives. And you will not die before it all happens. You will not be able to escape the worst possible situation in your life. Not even the thoughts in your mind of how things are going to be different, how things are going to change. None of that is going to stand, because what I tell you, when Jesus says, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place, you are going to go through that change. No matter how much you don't want it to happen, no matter how much you try to avoid it, you are going to go through one of the worst periods of human history. And it has to take place. Jesus is telling them that verses 4 through 28, these things have to take place so that I can come back one day. These events are going to happen, and they're going to happen in your lifetime. Now, isn't that just sad news? Right? It's like when we go to the doctor and the doctor tells us some news that we really didn't want to hear, some horrible news, and he tells us, I'm not trying to be mean with you. I'm not trying to say horrible things. Right? He looks at us and he's starting to fumble over his words, but he gives us the worst news of our lives, and it's unavoidable. There's no way that you can change it. He says, it's going to happen. You've got to prepare for it, right? In those moments, you can't avoid it. You can't change it. It's going to happen. Not even our own death is going to make this not happen. And Jesus tells them, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So what does that mean? Why does Jesus tell them this? He's given them this lesson of the fig tree saying, change is coming. It's going to happen. You're going to be able to see it happen in your lives. You're going to be able to see the destruction that's going to happen. And you're not going to be able to avoid it. You're not going to be able to die early before all this happens. No, you are going to face all of this. Even heaven and earth will pass away, but not my words. And what he means by that is my words will not pass away. He's saying this prediction, this prophecy that I give to each and every one of you is going to happen. It's not going to be able to be avoided. You're not going to get out of it. You are going to go through this difficult situation. And sometimes in our lives, we go through that, where we wish we could get out of it. We try to avoid it. And sometimes there are situations in our lives that are a big change. We've tried to avoid it, but we can look down the road and go, there's no way that we can avoid this anymore. It's going to be years like this, right? We try our best to think things are going to be differently. We try our best to avoid thinking about it, but the reality is, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, it's going to happen in your lifetime. And when these major changes happen in our lives, it changes us. It really and truly does. Whenever a major change happens in your life, when a major change happens in my life, it changes us. It changes me. The situation is different. Thus, because the situation is different, it causes you to be different. I can give a couple of examples. Whenever you graduate from high school, things change, right? The world changes whenever you graduate from high school. You have to start thinking about actually providing for yourself at age 18 and age 22, right? You have to begin to start thinking differently when you graduate from high school. Parenting, I'm not there yet unless you count a four-legged dog as parenting, but it changes things, right? It changes the relationship of marriage. It changes the relationship of how you are with your own parents, right? Because now they become grandparents, right? It changes how you act towards your spouse. It changes how you act towards those children. A full-time job, in fact, changes you, right? Because it changes your schedule. It changes how you view your time, right? Because you might not have been working 8 hours a day, or you might not have been working 12 hours or 15 hours a day. Marriage changes a relationship between dating couples. Whenever you become a grandparent, that changes your relationship with your children, changes how you are with your grandchildren. Then there are financial things that change us, right? Whenever we go to buy a house or things like that, or we get into debt for purchases, we have to start working more to pay for those debts, right? Whenever the situation changes, we change. And Jesus is telling them that the situation in your life is going to change. Change is coming. And you must change with it, right? You are going to go through this. And the way that you are going to change is that you're going to have to embrace this. You're going to have to embrace the fact that you can't get out of it. You have to embrace the fact that you're not going to be called up to heaven before all of these bad things happen, is what he's telling them. So, how do they make it? They know that they are going to experience all of this. They know that they are going to go through the worst period of their lives. Even when Jesus tells them to get out of the city, that they're still going to face one of the hardest periods of their lives. So what does He give them? What advice does He give them that whenever you go through situations, difficult situations that you never expected, but you could see coming, what does He give us? What advice does He give us to make it through those difficult changes that come in our lives? It's at the very last sentence in verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will not pass away. See, when our whole world changes around us, when it talks about heaven and earth changing, heaven and earth will change, right? Because when Jesus comes back, it'll be a new heaven and a new earth. Even the earth will pass away, but not the words of Jesus. There will be so many things in your life that change, but the Word of God, the words of Jesus Christ, never, ever change. And so when we get into those situations that require lots of change in our lives that we never expected, or those things that we did expect, and we go, how do I make it through? How do I navigate these situations, these awful situations? Sometimes they're good situations, right? We just don't know how to handle them. We don't know what to do. Jesus tells them, My words will not pass away. Everything else might change, your whole world might crash around you, but My words will never change. God's Word will never change in your life, and one of the biggest words that He says to you, one of the biggest things that He will always say to you is, I am with you and I love you, right? No matter what you go through, no matter what situation that you may find yourself in, the love of God will stay with you. His presence will always be with you. Even if everything else crashes around, even if everything else passes away, My word will not pass away. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. And in fact, there are situations in our lives that we may be asking Jesus, we may be asking God, what do I do? What do I say, right? The only way that you're going to be able to hear Jesus speak those words in your lives is through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Really and truly, whenever you have a relationship with God and you begin that relationship with God through prayer or through reading the Bible or hearing sermons, whatever it may be, when you start to listen to Jesus actually speaking in your life, He's going to start telling you some tough things in life. And you might be going, how do I know? How do I hear Jesus speaking in my life? How do I know? Well, whenever you go through those difficult seasons, sometimes there is a situation that's difficult and you don't know what to do. You've asked your friends, you've asked your family members, you've asked people for help on what the wise thing to do, what the smart thing to do, and all you can think about is the way that you want to do it. And your emotions are tied into it, and you're really trying to figure out, God, what should I do? I had a situation this week where that happened. I was like, what should I do? And I'll never forget, there was this just thought in my mind, this thought that came across my mind that said, the humble way. And I thought to myself, that must be God, because that confirms what Scripture does. Usually when God calls you to do something, it requires sacrifice. It requires humility. And I took the humble way. I did what He said. And that's another thing that's hard too, is that when you finally start to discern God speaking into your heart, speaking into your mind, is that He usually says what you don't want to hear, and then you have to actually do it. So when you listen, you must obey. And I'll never forget, I did what He said. I did what I felt like He had pointed, and I was just like, I don't want to do that. I want to do it the angry way. I want to do it my way. And I did it, and when I did it, I released it, let Him do what God can only do. I got a message back from the person later on, and it was actually what I did was exactly what needed to be said, exactly what needed to be done. And I was just like, the only reason that was right was because God told me to do it. So often you will have those situations in your lives where you, in your mind, you want to do it a certain way, and usually your emotions are tied to it. Sometimes it's anger, sometimes it's hurt, whatever it is, and you want to do it a certain way. And whenever you talk to the people that you love and you care about, The truth is, you just want them to say what you want to do anyways. You're not really listening to their advice. You just want them to tell you what you're thinking. And you will talk with them over and over and over again until they start to see your line of thinking. But when you actually ask God, God, what should I do? What should I do in this situation? I don't know what to do. He will speak to you. He will tell you what you need to do. The hard part will then be that you must do what He tells you to do, because change is coming in our lives. Situations will change. There will be things that you can see from miles away, in situations where maybe a child or a grandchild is graduating, maybe they're moving off, and you can sense that the relationship is changing. You can sense that things are going to be different, but you don't know how to act. You don't know how to respond in that situation. Maybe it's in grandparenting. Maybe it's in a financial thing. Maybe it's in a full-time job. You can sense that things are changing, but you don't know what to do. And you've tried avoiding it. You've tried your best avoiding the situation, but you can't. You know you must embrace what's going to happen. You must embrace it. And the only way you're going to be able to do it, and to do it wisely and correctly, is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. When you begin to have that day-to-day relationship, Jesus speaks into your heart. He speaks into your mind. He primarily does it through His Word. He will change the way that you're thinking, change the way that you're acting. And the reason why is because His Word stands the test of time. Everything else will pass away except for His words. And so how do we navigate those changes in life, those big, major changes in life? It's by listening to Jesus and following what He tells us to do, because His word will never change, as His love for you will never change, and He will never, ever leave you. That is His promise to you, that when things changes, when everything else crashes around you, He's right there with you, helping you, guiding you. Just listen to the call of His voice. Let me pray for us this morning. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that Your Word, Lord God, will never pass away. When we see all of the events that happened in AD 70, and we see, Lord God, that You could come back at any point in time, Lord, and as we look at in the following weeks at the attitudes and behaviors that You will teach us, when we live in light of that, when we live with the fact in our mind that You could come back at any point in time, Lord, I pray that You will begin to prepare our hearts for how we should live. Lord, I thank You that today that we get to look at the fact that change is coming in our lives. Some that we can see, some that we're trying to close our eyes to, some that we're trying to avoid. But no matter how hard we try to avoid it, we can see that a change is coming. A major change in our life is coming. And Lord, I pray that in those situations, when we finally will just look and see that a change is coming, that we will not be scared, that we will not try to avoid it, that we will simply call out to You, Lord, because we know we can make it through some of the biggest and hardest changes in our lives by a relationship with You. That You are always there, leading and guiding. That You will give us the words to say. That You will speak into our hearts, speak into our minds. Lord, we simply must listen. And then the hard part, obey. Lord, I pray for each and every person in this room. May You guide us this week. May You direct us, Lord, in the days to come, in those situations that we desperately need to hear from You. It's in Your holy name that we do pray. Amen. Amen.